Brother John, it's good to be back to your place of listening this day, wherever you may be, whether you're home and church or our automobile, wherever you may be. It's just good to come into your place of listening back with the Repentance and Faith broadcast. We have a couple of announcements we'd like to make, then we'll get right into the Word of God. If you've got your Bibles, get it and turn to 1 Timothy chapter number 3, where we'll be starting at and going from there, probably over the whole Bible, but we just feel led. Lord has dealt with our heart for the last several days on this, but they will be revival this week down at Glencoe at Liberty Holiness Church with Brother Reggie Wright, the pastor, the 1031 Walker Hill Road, and Brother Johnson will be preaching there starting tomorrow night. I believe it's 7 o'clock throughout the week, so remember that and go that way. We can be with them or at least pray for them. Then we'll be having revival out at Black Oak starting the 13th of this month, the 13th through the 15th, which will be Wednesday week through Friday week. And Brother Ralph Larry from Tuscaloosa will be with us preaching the Word of God. Dear man of God, we've known him for several years, so he'll be preaching for us. And, if you'd like to get in contact with us, we'll... Our home phone number is 256-523-5504. And our cell phone number is 256-630-3879. So be much in prayer for the broadcast today. Amen. We have a world today seemingly turning further and further away from God. So I would like maybe to start a message here, maybe preaching on for several weeks. I don't know how, whatever the Lord wants. I want to be preaching this morning, today, on for the kind of shape we're in and what put us in this kind of shape, amen, and how to get out of this kind of shape. But in Isaiah, the Bible teaches us that in chapter number 9 and verse number 16, where we'll begin, I'm going to read that verse before we'll go to Timothy. It says, "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they are led of them, and led of them are destroyed." Let me read that again. "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed." So I'd like to preach today, if I could, just for a little while, to our preacher, brethren out there in radio land. Amen. Try to get us the day we're in. We need God. I mean, we really need God in the day we're in. We need some old-time men who will stand up and preach the Word of God again just like it is to us, just as we are. Get away from these games and gimmicks and all this stuff going on in entertainment. Just get back to the precious Word of God. It had been said about Abraham, about him, that his tent showed his attitude toward this world, and his altar showed his attitude toward heaven. So, amen, if we'll look at Abraham, he was a man following God, so he lived in tents. He didn't try to accomplish and get things of this life, but his altar showed his attitude toward heaven. And I'll say this, before you get saved, you have to deal with heaven and hell. But after you get saved, you've got to deal with heaven and earth. So we need to remember that. We're born again, saved by the grace of God. We're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But I want to start now reading in 1 Timothy chapter number 3. And I want you to listen to the Word of God. Amen. You might not hear what I got to say, but at least hear what God says. Amen. And I believe every word of this Bible is inspired of God. And God said what He meant, and God meant what He said. So, amen. So let's just take the Word of God. The Bible said this is a true saying if a man... Now you listen to what the Word of God says. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, nor covetous. One that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, amen, how shall he take care of the church of God? Amen. So we notice in reading the verse of these scriptures here, I know a lot of people said this is the qualification for a pastor, and I'll say amen. But I'm going to tell you, it's also the qualification for an evangelist, and it's also the qualification for a preacher. You'll not find anywhere else where God ever changed the qualification for evangelist or changed the qualification just for your lay preacher. Thank God, I believe every one of them is met by has to meet these qualifications. Amen. Bless your heart. So the Bible teaches us here that he must take care. Thank God, a one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if he know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Amen. So therefore, it looked like in reading the scripture, when God set up and ordained the church, he ordained the church for the preacher man, amen, to have control over the house of God. Not some committee meeting, some bunch of committee or whatever, but God laid this in the hands of a man. Amen. I'd bless your heart. So, preacher, therefore, when we stand in judgment, we are going to give an account to a holy God. That's how we use what God give us. Amen. Bless your heart. We've got it today. Where the preacher's just a yo-yo. Amen. The committee. Thank God, whether it be the men committee, the petticoat committee, or whatever it is. They rule the preacher. Amen. And they rule the church through him. But I'll tell you, the man of God must be led by the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Set him over the house of God. If you would now turn back with us out to the book of Isaiah. The Bible teaches us in the book of Isaiah, I say to us preachers, every man of God that's sitting under the sound of my voice, we are going to stand in judgment. We are going to give an account to God Almighty for how we handle the church of God. How we took care of what God has laid in our hands. Amen. How we're using God today. Amen. Just like he ain't got no power. He ain't got no authority. But God established the church. And God established how it should be run. And he set a man over the house of God. Amen. Him to rule well. His own house, or else how can he take care of the church of the living God? How we read back in Proverbs. Amen. Proverbs. We'll find where the Bible said, I bless your heart, where there's no vision, how the people perish. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah now just for a little bit. I'll say our preacher today, the most of them, has lost a vision of God, has lost a vision of what God has called him to do. Amen. Bless your heart. We need to get back out behind the barn, down behind the log, wherever you want to get, and find a vision of God again. Amen. Now, Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 1, we find a man of God here. Amen. A great prophet of God. The Bible said the vision. Now, listen. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, a king of Judah. Now God give Isaiah a vision here of what he was fixing to do. Amen. So I say today, the men of God, I need to get somewhere and get along with God again and get a vision of God. Amen. They so much in this. I'm not even have time to scratch the surface. Amen. May take a month to preach it out. But brother, our men today has lost a vision of God. I've lost a pound of vision, popularity, entertainment, socialize, get along to get along, I'm a friend, we need a good old time Holy Ghost, a vision of God and His holiness. Again, one more time. Amen. In Isaiah chapter number 6, how this great man of God that God had given the vision to in Isaiah. Chapter number 6, I want to preach for a few minutes to you men of God. Amen. Tell you, you better get the fear of man out of you. You better get the fear of God back in you. God told Ezekiel one time, said, I've set you up as a watchman over Judah. Amen. Or Jerusalem. The children of God. And God said, you look out, you're a watchman. And you see the enemy coming. And you don't cry aloud. Amen. He said, their blood will I require at your hand. Amen. Preacher, you hear me. The blood of your congregation and the people you're preaching to is going to be required at your hand on the day of judgment. I bless your heart, you better. I get a vision of the God again and go back to preaching the Word of God. God said, if you see the enemy coming and you don't cry out, He said, their blood will I require at your hand. I said, but if you see him coming and you cry aloud and the wicked don't turn, He said, your hands is clean, but their blood will I require upon their own head. Preacher, you hear that? I'm talking to you this evening. You men out there claim to be preachers. You better get scared. Get rid of that fear of man. Get the fear of God again. You're going to face Him on the day of judgment. And you're going to give an account. And the Bible said here in Isaiah chapter 6. And the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. You know the first vision that Isaiah got here was a vision of the Lord. Amen. The year of the King Uzziah, it looked like to me before Uzziah died. Maybe Isaiah, I was looking to the King, I'm looking toward Him. But when Uzziah died, Isaiah had only one to look to, and that was God Almighty. And he saw the Lord high and lifted up. Amen. Preacher, hear me. You better get your eyes turn back toward Calvary again. I've got a new vision of God. And turn back and get the fear of men out of you and get the fear of God back in your soul again. Isaiah said here, he saw the Lord sitting upon His throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Men, I'm telling you this day, the first vision is Isaiah saw the Lord. We're living in a time when men have lost the vision of God. Oh, how we need some. Had the Holy Ghost of vision again in our day. Amen. Thanks be unto God. I'm not preaching. Thank God for to please men. I'm preaching first for the glory of God. Amen. And the other is to get people how to hear the Word of God and turn back to Him. This little social gospel we got today ain't got us scratching back and tickling ears. Friend, we see it ourselves. It's not getting the job done. It's going to have to come back down out of seeing God, seeing Him high, seeing Him lifted up. Thank God we need a vision of God in the day we're in. Vision number one was a vision of God. Hey, many will have time to get all this. Our vision number two, above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings, and twain he covered his face, and twain he covered his feet, and twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the doors moved at the voice of Him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. First we've lost a vision of God. Then we've lost a vision of the holiness of God. Amen. I bless your heart. This is a holy Bible. Amen. It's not a left-handed Bible. Amen. They've got some that's left-handed. Thank God. I've got holy wrote on the front of them. But they're unholy. Amen. I bless your heart. It's a holy Bible. It's a holy way. It's a holy God. It's a Holy Ghost. It's a holy heaven. It's a holy highway. I therefore said, God said, be ye holy. Amen. We've lost the vision of the holiness of God. We took the great holy God of heaven and the holy Christ and the Holy Ghost, and we've lowered her down on man's terms. But God bless your heart, it still cries holy. Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. We've lost the vision of the holiness of God. Amen. You notice these seraphims here. Bible said they had six wings. I didn't want to get over here. But look like I'm going to have to get here anyhow. Amen. They had six wings. Thank God, with two of them, twain, they covered their face. And twain, they covered their feet. You know what that's telling me? That's telling me even the holy seraphims, how before God was ashamed of their flesh before God. Amen. How we're living in a church age today. When you go down to the house of God, how people come in half-dressed. Amen. Thanks be unto God. What caused that preacher? We've lost a holy vision of God. Amen. If I serve them, I cover their face and cover their feet. Amen. How much more should a rotten, stinking flesh is us? I cover our flesh before God. Amen. Old preacher said one time, how women used to wear them low and high. Low at the bottom, and high at the top. He said they still wear them that way. But they got in reverse. I wear them high at the bottom, and low at the top. Him and a holy God. I bless your heart. You ought to cover yourself. Ain't no way to get all this. I feel a mean streak. And feel like preaching. It's time we look out again at the holy word of God. God ashamed the way we're doing. Before God. Amen. And repent. And turn. And live a holy and a dedicated life to God Almighty. Brother, we've lost the holiness of God, the fear of a vision of God's holiness. Then we've lost a vision of ourselves. Amen. Verse number 5, then said I, when he seen God high and lifted up, when he seen the seraphim, I cried, when he seen the pillars and posts, how the temple is shaking, Isaiah really got a good look at himself. Amen. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone because I am a man. I've unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Amen. For mine eyes have seen the King of hosts. I'm telling you right now, folk, if we could really get God back in our church, where the Holy Ghost at work, amen, conviction come, how we'd see ourselves as flesh, I see ourselves as unclean before God, amen, really get a vision of the wholeness of God, I believe it'd change us. It would change our outlook. It would change our upward look. It would change everything about us. Ain't some things that we've lost. We've lost a vision of God. We've lost a vision of His holiness. We've lost a vision of ourselves. Isaiah was a man that God had called. Isaiah was a man that wrote this book of Isaiah. Full of the Holy Ghost and wrote this book. Amen. A man that God had used to prophesy. First five chapters of this book. He said, woe unto you. Time after time, woe unto you. Woe unto you. But when he got a vision of God, he didn't say woe unto you anymore. He said, woe is me. If we could just get God one more time. I feel like preaching. We're to have about 2 hours. I feel like preaching. If we could just get God, amen, to walk back through our churches again. Forget about your Easter eggs. I forget about your Easter bunnies. I forget about Santa Claus. And worry about our children. That's a dying without God. No hope without somebody. Getting a vision of God again. And coming out like John the Baptist. Preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent ye. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We've lost a vision of God. We've lost a vision of His holiness. We've lost a vision, thank God, of ourselves. And we've also lost a vision of the fire that will purge us. Then flew one of the seer palms unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken for the tongue from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips. Thy iniquities are taken away. Thy sins dispersed. We're living in a generation today that tells you God will save you in your sins. But according to the Word of God, amen, when Isaiah seen himself, just like God saw him, thank God, John said he would baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen, that fire is a purging fire. When that fire of God gets down in you, it'll be just like it was with Isaiah. When they laid it up on his lips, amen, the angel took tongues. It was so hot the angel couldn't have. Hallelujah. It was so hot the angel. I couldn't even handle it. Had to take tongues. But he laid it up on Isaiah. Up on his lips. I see I ain't going to get through with this today. So I'll just go first. I can maybe pick it up next week. I bless your heart. But he purged his sins. It cleansed his lips. It cleansed his heart. It got him ready, friend, how to do the work of God. How we need how to get a vision again of God. How to get a vision of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The holiness of God. How to get a vision again of the state we're in today. Brother, if God don't pass by, in this generation we're in. Hey, man, God bless your heart. There's going to be more people in hell. Hey, man, that goes out on account of religion. That's the quickest route to hell's religion. But I want to preach to you there is a way. Hey, man, if you'll come to God, get a vision again of yourself. How filthy you are. How unclean you are. And the church games. Hey, man, the entertainment we got for our young folks. Hey, man. And just a few weeks it'll be coming out a stag hunt. I ain't gonna help nobody. Hey, man, I hunted them when I was lost. I bet you, he said, well, he'll get the young people down to church. What good is you can get in the barn and it don't make you a mule? How you get in a carport and it don't make you an automobile? I'll tell you what our young folks need. Here's somebody to rear back again and preach the word of God and quit trying to entertain them. Boy, that clock hand sure is a moving thing. God bless your heart. It's time I've got a bunch of this I got to preach. But bless your heart, we've lost a vision. Ain't God of God Himself. We've lost a vision of His holiness. We've lost a vision of ourselves. And we've lost a vision of the fire of God that'll purge you, make you clean on the inside. We got so much religion today. Hey, man, sinking the ship. We need some God in the day we're in. I need some preachers that'll preach. Unless you be born again, you cannot enter in to the kingdom of God. I need some men to get away from entertainment. Amen. I'm glad the church I go to ain't none of that in. I just go in, sing, pray, preach, testify, and go to the house. Amen. When it gets away from that, I'll be moving. Amen. Had a man last week to tell me the church where he went to. When they went to make an altar call, the lady got up to sing the invitation song. Had a pair of shorts on. God help us. When we get into shape, after we've not got any holiness, I've got about us anymore. Well, I see the clock on the wall says it's about time to go. So may God bless you till next Sunday. This time we'll turn it back to John. Amen.